of Tom that are coming out of that, you know, is what probably stems from the defeat against Kerry. The fact that, you know, we were poor up front, very poor in defence. So I'm sure the boys are walked at it and talked about it. So performance-wise, Tom, I thought we were just okay. We'd done okay. I thought we'd done enough to beat them. But still in all, no disrespect to Cavan, Tom. You know, they're now a Division 4 team. Obviously, Ulster champions. But, Tom, they're a good bit away from the top table, to be honest with you. So I wouldn't be over the top about the performance. Look, we went out and we won fairly handy. But at the end of the day, there's still a lot of work to do, Tom, for us to actually hope and try and beat Donegal at the weekend.
You mentioned the injuries there, and Conor McKenna and Derek Hanavan. Do you think they Tyrone need those against Donegal?
I think we do, Tom. And the reason for that is, I suppose, you know, if I look across Donegal, and you know, I've said this numerous times, you know, if you want to be successful at that level, at any level, I suppose, if you want to win tournaments, you want championships, Tom, you have to have scoring forwards. And you have to have them in abundance. And when I look at Donegal, you can name off the likes of McBurdy, Murphy, you know, young O'Donnell lads. And then you've got McFadden. You've all these players, Brennan. You know, them players just coming off the top of my tongue that I know they're capable of scoring. So, to be honest, when I look at Tyrone, Tom, there's not as many players, in my opinion, in our forward line that I would rate like them lads. So yes, we do need them, although, you know, again, we have to still look at the fact that this new management are probably trying to adjust slightly. I'm sure, and I know for a fact by looking at them, they're not adjusting too much. People are saying they're becoming more offensive. Look, Tom, bottom line is every team needs to be defensive nowadays, and unfortunately it doesn't help the game as a spectacle, but that's the way most teams are going to play it now. So forward line, Tom, going forward, I think, you know, we need to improve, in my opinion. You know, say McCurry was top class. Young Donaghy has come into it well enough, but he's still only learning getting his foot into that role. The likes of Matty Donnelly. Matty is there and thereabouts too. And, you know, Myler is a great footballer, a great lad. You know, plenty of movement out of him, he does a lot of running. But we have to ask the question, where does all the scores come from? So the likes of McKenna, although I was still disappointed in McKenna in the league matches, I felt he didn't play very well. By all accounts, I just think he wasn't fit enough, you know, so which was a surprise. But I think we need McKenna, and we obviously need Darren Canavan as well, because they're scoring forwards, Tom, and that's what we need. And Sunday.
And you expect McKenna to start, Conor McShane to start?
I don't know if they'll start either, Tom. You know, that was his first. Obviously, he's played. I know that he's played a couple of challenge matches against Roscommon teams again, and by all accounts, he was pretty good. But he seemed, you know, the word was he looked stale. And even when you look at the first possession he got against Cavan on Sunday, the bounce of his chest. So that's obvious. That's just obvious, not having no games under his belt. But he's on. He come on Sunday, Tom. I still don't think he'll start. Maybe, listen, again, I'm not picking a team, so, like, at the end of the day, I think he's probably 80% there, ready to play, Tom. You know, whether you want to risk a man at 80% and let him and try and bring him in, you know, a second half again to maybe help you in a situation, I don't know. But, like, again, when I come back to McKenna had a groin injury last Sunday, so will he be fit to play this Sunday? You know, that's the question you have to ask. You know, the groin injuries don't clear up that handy. So there's all them scenarios panning around their forward end, Tom. So I would love to see him in, but at the end of the day, if he's not 100% fit, you don't want to put somebody in there to force himself on and maybe create another injury or something. That's the problem when you're not 100% fit, Tom. You can actually end up getting a different injury from it. So you need to be careful just with what they're doing. Obviously, look, we need to win. It's a knockout situation. If we're out, there's plenty of time for the recover, but so that's probably another thing that might adjust their thinking on it, you know.